Okay, today is Daf Ches of Maseches Bechoros. Daf Ches is one of the most famous Dafs in Shas. Why? Because of Amud Beis. We'll get there in a minute. My friend told me that the art scroll for Ches Amud Beis is 10 pages. Ches Amud Beis is 10 pages. I didn't look, but I don't think it's not true. I don't think it's 10 pages. 10 pages. Okay, there are 12 stories on Ches Amud Beis. I will have a vart on one of each of the stories. 10 of them are great parts, 2 are okay. The art school must have a lot more. If you want to read them, huh? Okay, so, Amanalis is also pretty cool. Amanalis is also pretty cool. The shir was sponsored by Michael Tovafruchter, Lil Vishmas, from David Mayer, Ben Harav Shmuel, Shomashidav and Aliyah. Here we go. It's all Agadatha. Unbelievable stuff. Ready? Amanalis, I don't understand. We'll get to it. Here we go. It's a different type of Agadatha. Kol shebeitza bibachot, any animal that has its male genitals exposed, right? Molid has children. The kol shebifnim, but if they're internal, like a bird, matil beitza milayeg. Now, any, is that true? Bamar Shmuel, avaz v'avaz bar, a goose and a wild goose, klayim zebedet. They can't make this klayim. You make those two, it's why? Because they're considered two different species. So can you call one wild goose two different species? But being in my time, why? I'm Rabbiya, because they're based on the chud, they're not the same species at all. One is internal, one is external. Ah, but they're biomedical based him, but they both play head. The more answers, you're right. Ella, change it. Call says, Jazakhruso bibachot molin. Not just the basin, but the actual male organ. If that's external, then molin. Then they have regular children. But if all that is internal, then matzel beitim, then they lay eggs. Okay? Good. Kol tetashmisho biyom, yolod biyom. Any animal that has relations by day, gives birth by day. Balayla, yolod balayla. If they have relations at night, they give birth at night. Kol tetashmisho bein biyom bein balayla. If they have both, day and night, then yolod bein biyom bein balayla. Then they'll have children day and night. Tashmisha biyom, yulud biyom. What is that? They only have relations by day. That's tarnigal. That's a chicken. Balayla, yola balayla, atalei for bat. What? Tashmisha biyom, biyom, balayla? Yola biyom, biyom, balayla? Adam? Humans? B'chol d'adam yula. And anything else? Anything like human. Lamay nafkinim, mina? What do we need to know this for? What's the reason to know this? Nafkinim, l'kid of mori barabir of kahana. Number of Marbury of Kahana, Bodak Bakina shall tarnagal may Erev Yontiv. You walk into a net on Erev Yontiv, right? Before Yontiv starts, you walk in, still, Yontiv didn't start yet, in the afternoon. Ulam Matsuba Beitza, you don't see any eggs. Ulamachar, Hishkim Matsuba Beitza, next day you come back, and you see an egg there. Mutaras Bachila Biyontiv. You're allowed to eat that egg on Yontiv. Why? Because we don't say it's no lad. Why? They don't give birth at night. They don't give birth at night. They only have the night. Therefore, what? We're assuming they don't have bathing functions either. Now, you were there in the middle of the day. You walked in, right? I'm a Amar, lo badak yafa. Ah, you didn't see an egg? Ah, you didn't check good. I have a lo badak yafa, right? But the wife said, what do you mean? I checked excellent. You're questioning my checking? Right? The answer is, Amar, yasa saruba, the chazra habit. Maybe it rove went out, and then it went back in. And by the way, because of Yonasa, Yochanan, the Rav Yochanan, Beitza, Shiyatza, Ruba, Meir of Yontif, Rechazra, Mutaris Lachil of Yontif. You're allowed to eat it on Yontif. Why are you allowed to eat it on Yontif? Because it's considered a Leda, and Leda only happened to Erev Yontif, so it's not an issue of Nolad. By the way, Mishnah Berurah says, the same thing would apply to Shabbat. How can it apply to Shabbat? If a Goy gives you an egg, guy says, I made this egg, or whatever, it's an egg for you, here you go. You were in the pen on Friday. Right? And then you didn't see any. You know it was born Friday. Well, I have made it see, it didn't look good, whatever. Otherwise, it's a suffix. Maybe it's nullah. If it's nullah, it's muksa. Just because the guy's giving it to you doesn't change anything. But if you checked on Friday, it wouldn't be a problem. Why? Because they don't give birth on Shabbat. They don't give birth at night. So, right, that's another thing. Estima Iri, what about human beings? And that?
Why do we need to know that? What do you mean about that? Is it only eggs?
All right, put that problem aside. No, we didn't say, it didn't say the eggs, it's yulud. It's a yulud. Right. So you hear the kasha? What about bats and humans? So Meiri's first answer is, there are God, we threw these in. Then he says, bats, he doesn't have a reason. Humans, I'll tell you that. No. What do I need to know? What do I need to know that for? How does that change my life? That's the question. So by humans, he says, I'll tell you how it changes your life. Because you have such a thing as a bris milah, and a bris milah is the eighth day. And what if it's bein hashmashos? We have all the tzaddikim. So the Gemara is letting you know, by the way, there is such a topic when it comes to things. They're not like other animals, chickens that would have bris milah. There has to be a shayla. Why? They don't get first of night. Human beings are not like that. So you will get into those shaylas. That will happen in your existence. You will have these shaylas because they give birth any time. That's another reason. Okay? Now, kol shetashmisho v'iburo shaveh, any creature that the way they have relations is the same, and the pregnancy time period is the same, then you'll yulodim umabdil zemita. Then they can take care of the other animals. So goats and sheep is the classic example, right? They have the same. They're both farm animals. They both have relations the same way. They both have the same gestation period, so they will take care of each other, right? Right. Hakol mashmashin panim kineged ore. All animals, every creature has relations front to back. Chutz mishlosha, except the three. Shemamashmashin panim kineged panim, except the three that have relations face to face. Veluhein, who are they? Dag, the adam, the nachash, fish, people, and the snake. Why is that for these three? This answer doesn't, I don't understand the answer at all. Kiyasa Ravdimi Amar B'Rarava, he said, Ho'il v'dibru imahim Shechina. Because the Shechina spoke to all three. The Shechina spoke to humans. Rashi doesn't even mention that, that's obvious. Hashem spoke to people many times. The only animal Hashem ever spoke to was the snake. And the only animal Hashem also ever spoke to was the fish, where Hashem told the fish to spit Yonah out of the whale. What? Nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with that. The relation is face to face, right? You ever watch those nature movies? How does a lion mate? It's not face to face, right? But humans, yes. Fish, yes. A snake, yes. Why? Because they spoke to Hashem. What kind of reason is that? What do they do? They drop, and then the male fertilizes. Oh, that's what you're asking. Okay, I don't know. But what kind of reason is that? Yeah, exactly. What kind of reason is this? Dolphins trade fish. Oh, it's a mammal. What kind of reason is this? Question. You know what he said? No, but Hashem never spoke to the donkey. Right? The donkey spoke to Bilam, but Hashem never spoke to the donkey. Right? So what kind of reason is it? Since Hashem spoke to them, therefore the mating is... What kind of reason is that? So difficult. No? Right. The Atioshe says a little better. It also doesn't make any sense, because human beings are the only creatures. He says all these three, they talk to each other face to face also. And when was the last time you saw lions talk to what? And snakes talk to each other also face to face. The whole thing is make it a very difficult shot. Shows a lot of depth here. We have plenty of depth on our base. We're gonna Right, exactly. Kiyasar of Dibi, Amar Bararava, Howl the Dib oh sorry, said that already. Gumal Acha Keneged Acha. Camels is back to back. Not in front of that, back to back. Okay. Now, how long are animals pregnant for? Tana Rabbanan, Tarnagolet, Le'eser Be'echad Yom. Tarnagolet, 21 days. Kinegda, Be'ilam HaLuz. Corresponding to the tree of the Luz tree, which I guess produces fruit after 21 days. Kalev, Chamishim Yom. A dog, 50 days. Kinegda, Ilam Te'ena. Chatul, Chamishim Ishtayim Yom. 52 days. Kinegda, Ilam Tut. Got a berry. Chazir, Shishim Yom. A pig, 60 days. Ukinegdo, Elon Tapuach, an apple. no question. It's probably so deep. I don't know. Shuol? Yeah. Not that much off. Their approximation. Okay. Shuol? Shuol, the Chomine Shratim, Shisha Chadashim. Shuol, and all other Shratim. Shuol's not a Sharon. Shuol's a Tat. But all other Shratim, 6 months. Okinezan, Elam, Tabua. Behemadaka, Tahora, a kosher Behemadaka, Chamisha Chadashim, 5 months. Kinezan, Elam, Gethen. Behemagasa, Tamea, is Shnei Masar Chodesh, 1 year. Kinezan, Elam, Dekel. Tahora, a kosher animal, Tisha Chadashim, 9 months. Connect an eel and diet. Zev, Bari, Bado, a wolf, a lion, a bear, a nemer, a leopard, a, I don't know, a bardalus, I don't know what that is. Hapil, a monkey. Hapil is an elephant. Dako, or a monkey. Dakifuk, or a key. What is a kifuk? Do they translate that word? No, kifuk. Kof is an ape, and a kifuk is a monkey. Shlosh Hashanim, 3 years. Connect an eel of Roshuach. Look at Tosin. Hakov, Bakifuk, right? You see Tosfos? He's bothered with what a Kifuk is. Kof, he knows he's a monkey. What's a Kifuk? So Tosfos says, Mincha Yehu, Kizemachashiv Lu Bahadi Pil. It's in the same parsha with elephants. So obviously, it's a kind of wild animal. Amina Perak HaRoeh, Kol Mine Chayis Yofin Lachalom, Chutzman Apil Bakifuk. Every animal you see in a dream is a good omen, except for an elephant or a Kifuk. So obviously, it must be some similar to a pill, an elephant. Okay? Why am I reading this post? For the next line. Venera, Uparakama Pelet, Amrina, Lashon Acher, Rameir Omer, Hoel, it's a bird. Hoel, the Enehem, Holchin, Lithnehem, Kishel Adam. It's a bird that has eyes in the front of its face like a human being. Every bird in the world has eyes on the side of its head except for one. Which one is it? The owl. It's an owl. Right? Rashi Shmini says owl. Yeah. Rashi Shmini says owl is the only bird that has cheeks. Amazing how Rashi said that. The only bird that has cheeks, Rashi says in Shmini. Right? Every other bird doesn't have cheeks. They don't have a face, really. They have like a narrow. Owl has a face, like a person. Right? Tosafot calls it eyes. Rashi calls it cheeks. Either way, it's the same. So he says, who coves the Yansho. That's a coast in the Yanchuk. The Targuminon, Korea, the Kufifa. So, must be two similar words that mean two different things. Either some kind of animal, like an ape or a monkey, and then it also means an owl. I thought that was fascinating. Okay. No. Tosafot says is another word, the same word, that also means an owl. That's what Tosafot says, a bird. So says, this can't mean a bird, because, like you said, stuck in there with elephants. It can't be a bird. And we know that elephants and kifuk have are bad omens in dreams. I know there's another member out there that reads an owl. Yeah, it's a different word. Very similar word. Target uncle has said it. That's all. 63? Okay. So why is Rabbi Google more authoritative than the Gemara? Because you think it is. Who wrote that? Right? You know, Wikipedia is purposely misinformation in there, people put it. You can put in anything on Wikipedia you want. You can post anything you want on Wikipedia about this piece of paper. No matter how ridiculous it is, they'll put it in. What do they care? So as I hate to quote Goyim, but if it works, it was Dan Brown. You know Dan Brown, right, the author of Vinci Code. He said Google's not research. Google's not research. What kind of research is that? That's exactly his point. Anyway, Afa, okay, that's why research entails more than just typing in Google. That's why. That's all. Right? That's all it means to say. Afa, what's Afa? A what? A viper? Okay, I have no idea what that was. No, I didn't know what a viper was. I didn't look at the art scroll. They translated Hava, Apa. They didn't translate it. Right? Anyway, L'shiv M'shana, 70 years. Connect on Elon Charuv, a carob tree. Charuv Zeh, Mishah Tiyasa, Achaz Gamar, Perosav, Shiv M'shana. from the time it's planted till the gemar is 70 years. But it's pregnant from the time it buds until the pears come out. That's only 3 years. Nachash, a snake, shevashanim, 7 years. Ulaosa rasha lo matino cover. For that snake, for that rasha, we don't find any branch. In other words, no tree. There's no tree corresponding to the rasha, to the snake. V'yeshamim muksasim. Others say it's a muksasim. What's a muksasim? It's some kind of benos shuach. Do they translate that word? No, muksasim. Huh? I didn't think so. Okay. Menahani Mili, how do you know that? How do you know what? How do you know that a snake is pregnant for 7 years? How do you know that? So Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, not because we took a snake and we watched what happened. That's not how we know. That's called science. No, we have a pasuk. Why? It says Amar Rav, Mati Ba Mishur Mishur Ben Chananya, Shamar, Arata Mikala Behema. You're cursed worse than any behema. Who we call Hachaya, who we call Chaya Tazadeh. Now, if my behemoth is Galkala, Mikhaya Lokolshki, if the animal, if it's cursed more than an animal, isn't it cursed more than a Chaya? So, El, why, what kind of pasuk is that? You're cursed more than any animal and more than any Chaya. Why does the pasuk say it like that? El, Lomala, Kishem Shin is Galkala, Behema, Mikhaya. Echad Lesheva, just like a behema, is cursed more than a Chaya, from a ratio of 1 to 7, Umaynihu, what is that? Chamar michatol, a chamar, a donkey to a cat. Why? Because a donkey is 1 year, right? And a cat is 52 days. That's 7 times longer. So, by the way, they're both not kosher. The point is, a cat is called a behemoth, not a chaya. So a behemoth, a cat is 52 days, which is the shortest behemoth. And a donkey is 1 year. 7 times more. So too, kach the skatal hubi behema achas l'sheva dahinu leishev shani. So a snake is 7 times worse than that, which is 7 years. Ema, how about this one? Kishem shen skatal l'chayim behema achas l'shalosh. Just like there's a ratio sometimes of 1 to 3. Umay niu, what's that? Ayir mechamar, a lion that was 3 years and a donkey was 1 year. So kach the skatal hubi chaya. So we should say it's the same, it's 3 times more than 3, which is 9. Why don't we say that? So the Gemara answers, Mi ksiv mikol hachaya u mikol habehema? No, it doesn't say that. It says mikol habehema u mikol hachaya ksiv. So we start off with the behema, not starting off with the chaya. Or who, mi behema, you're cursed in a behema, sheneskala mikhaya, which is cursed from a chaya too. Behema, maybe this one. Kishem sheneskala behema michaya achad l'shalosh u'mayniu eiv michatol. When I have a ratio of 1 to 3 from a goat to a cat. Kach neskala hu behema achad l'shalosh adalei chamte yarchei, which would be 3 times more than a behema daka, which would be 15 months. Ibai zema, first is mikol ha-behema ksiv, which is mashma, the worst animal. Vibai zema, klalahu klala shade alayhu. It's a klala. So when a klala, we're not looking for loopholes. Right? Same answer. We're not looking for loopholes. We're looking to make it severe. We're looking to make it severe. Therefore, it's 7 years. Okay. Here we go. Now we start. There's a story here with the Rishua ben Chananya. Rishua ben Chananya is going to have a debate with people from Athens, the leaders of Athens. There are going to be 12 questions they're going to ask him. He's going to give 12 answers. On its surface, these questions make no sense. The answers make no sense. But there's a lot of depth to it. I just apologize. The beginning of the Gemara, until he gets to Athens, also doesn't make any sense. I don't really have a word on that. So Amar Lekeis L'Rishua Ben Chananya. The Caesar says to Rishua Ben Chananya, Nachash L'Kama Mi'Avra Molad. How long does it take for a snake to give birth and be pregnant? And give birth. Get pregnant and give birth. Amar Lekeis, Shev Shani, 7 years. Says the Caesar, Ah, Bahasabi Debe Atuna. But the elders of Athens, Arba Inhu, they're busy with this nature. Bola the slot, and it gave birth. And it gave birth after 3 years. Right? What are we talking about? 7 years. It gave birth after 3 years. Says the Rishua, Hanu Ma'abri Havmei Kara Dalal Shanan. No, they were already pregnant for 4 years. You just didn't know that, right? I become a shamshe shimushi, become a shamshe shimushi. Yeah, but they continue to have relations. And animals don't have relations once they're pregnant. So Rishua answers, inunanimi shamshe ka'adam. Why not? People do that. Human beings have relations even though the wife is pregnant. Right? So mistakes are the same way. Says the Caesar, v'chakimi inhu, but they're very, very wise. Says he answers that, and I'm chakimi minayu, we're wiser than them. What's the question? What's the answer? Let's hold on here. Very deep. I chakimi zil chakimi batinuli. Says the Caesar, if they're so smart, then bring them to me. So, amalei kamahave shitin gavri. Says Yeshua, how many of them are there? How many elders in Athens are there? Amrulei, abili, I'm sorry, kavashitin, 60. Amalei, fine. Abili, sefina, make me a boat, sefinta, a boat. This be shitin bate, that has 60 rooms. V'chol beisa isle shitin bistarki. And each room has 60 chairs. Amalei, he made in the boat. Kimata lahatam, when Yeshua Chananya got to Athens, all the beit tavacha, he went into a butcher shop. Ashkechela who gavri, saw the butcher. The kapashet chiyusi was skinning an animal. Amalei, reishach lezvune, is the head to tail? Amalei in. He said, yeah, amalei bekama, how much is it? Amalei, padak to do the ephesus. So Yavlei, he gave an ephesus. So amalei, I know reishach the chiyusa amalei. I wasn't buying the head of the animal, I was buying your head. I didn't say how much is the head of the animal. How much is the head? I meant your head. Now you belong to me. So amalei, iboy is the ashvaka. If you want me to release you, Dagi achuli piska de beatuna. Show me where the entrance is to Athens. A Malay mestafira. I'm afraid to call the machave katilile. If I show you where it is, they're going to kill me because he lives there. He's Athenian. I guess it's the entrance to the palace, or the entrance to where the wind. Right. A Malay. Here, I'll tell you what you do. Says Rabbi Yeshua. Dari kricha dekanya. Go take a bundle on your shoulder. Ki matas lahatam, when you get to the entrance of Zakfa, command to come mitafet, stop like you're resting for a minute, and I'll know that's the simon, that's where the entrance is. Azal, now the next gemara here is very difficult. Ashkach to rabbanoi megavoid, rabbanoi megavoid. There were soldiers inside, there were soldiers outside. So apparently, there must have been, and I didn't make this up, the Rishash says this, there must have been an entrance before the entrance. Otherwise, Gemara is not going to make any sense. What? Because you'll see why. There were guards on the inside, guards on the outside. Right? Now, the chazi karad alaye, if there were footprints going in to Athens, katiluhu labroi, they would kill the guards on the outside. How would it, Rashi, one second, you hear that? If there were footprints on the inside, going in, they killed the outside guard. How'd you let footprints get there? Right. Udinafka, if there were footprints going outside, katul hula davai, they would kill the inside guard, because they weren't allowed to leave either. I understand. Now, how could you have footprints going out? So what's Rishu going to do? Afcha, listen to this. Afcha l'sandale. He turns his shoes backwards. And he, what happened was, there was dirt, sand. And they footprints in the sand. So he turns his sandals backwards. So therefore what? It looks like he's going in and out. Somebody went in, somebody went out. He made both directions. Like someone's going in and like someone's going out. So kada l'hayla gaboy. They kill the outside ones, inside ones. Afkal sandalei kazlahula kulu. They killed everybody. In other words, there were no more guards. How do you do this? How do you pull this off without anyone seeing it? That's the problem. How do you pull this off? He made it look like somebody went in and somebody went out, and the guards are standing there. What? It wasn't invisible. That's not what he said. So he turned the sandals backwards to make it look like somebody went in, somebody went out. So these guards are a bunch of shlamazel. So the Rishash says he waited until they fell asleep. So if he waited until they fell asleep, exactly. Huh? But then we, no, because while they were, Right, he didn't replace the guards. But so Rashi says, Rabbi Yeshua was sandalay. Yeshua changed the back of his sandal. But Amar al Askupa, he was standing on the stoop, the entrance. It looked like somebody went in and somebody came out. The guards were wondering what's going on here. The Cain and broke became the Dimus, the other hand, thought it was two different people. Everybody was killed. So Rishu walked in. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah, but exactly. Very difficult story. Anyway, he got inside. Now, when he got in, Azal Ashkach Yinuke Mila El, the Tzavi Mila Tachas. I don't know. He saw the elders below and the younger ones above. Amar Ihabina Shlema Lahani Kazlili. If I say hello to them, they'll kill me. Kani Savri, I don't know deeper than Ankashik. If I say hello to the younger ones who are older, who are in the more Chashat spot, the older ones are going to say, we're giving them cover before us, we're older. Right? They're a bunch of young kids. Amri, shalom halachu. He said shalom to the room. So he should, okay, fine. Amri le, ma'a v'netach, what are you doing here? Amri lehu, chakiba di hudayana. I'm a smart Jew. I want to learn wisdom from you. Ihachi di ba'ila. So what do you have to say? What's your wager? Amri lehu, l'chayi, izachinu, kol dibi isu avdubi. If you win, you can do whatever you want to me. V'i, izachinu b'chu, and if I win, I just want you to come on my boat with me. That's all I want. Come on the boat with me. Fine. Amulu Leahu Gavra, the Azal, Uboy Itza, if somebody goes to marry a woman. Here's the question number one. The first two questions I put in separate categories. So this is question number one of the first category. Somebody wants to marry a woman. And she rejects him, comes for a shidduch, she says, I'm interested in you. Below Yehibule, my chaza the Azal Hecha the Medalamine. You're gonna get somebody better? If the fancy girl rejected you, you're going to get a more fancy girl to say yes? It's not going to happen. Shakal sakina dasa lututoi. He took a nail, he put it in the wall. Lo oil. There was no hole for it to go in, so it didn't go in. Ali loi. Oh, he put it a little above, and a pit right there was a crack in the wall, and the nail fit in. Amar hainami misari mazla. It's all luck anyway. Just because this girl said no, doesn't mean the next girl said yes. Doesn't mean the next girl won't say yes. Okay? Right? If the Jews don't have all of Hazel, say the Athenians, how are they supposed to get all of Hazel? Even all of Hazel they don't have. How are they getting all of Hazel? That's the question. The wives is the mushroom. If they don't have all of Hazel, this is the morale. If they don't have all of Hazel, how are they getting all of Hazel? There's the best. Our Hazel is, we don't belong here. This is not where we belong. This is not our place. We don't belong in Alhambra. We belong in the spiritual world. We're here for various reasons. We don't belong here. So just because we're not treated well here, it doesn't mean we're not going to be going to Alhambra. Question, answer. Brilliant. Number two. Gabra de Uza Fatarif. Let's say somebody lends money. Somebody lends money to you. And you know what? He stiffs you. My Chaza de Hazar Iza. You're going to lend again? What? Exactly. Somebody, you lend money to somebody, and he ran away. You can lend again? The answer is yes. Most people, yes. Amalahu Gavra. Amalahu Gavra Azal Adma. The guy goes to the swamp. Katal Kama Tuna. He tries to pull up some relief. Below Matibe. It's too heavy, whatever it is. So Katal Manach Lulube Adi Islamic Inish Midilalay. He'll try again. Maybe somebody will help him. And he'll try again. You don't give up the first time. Right? That's the Athenian. Hashem took you out of Egypt. He gave you the Torah. And you never repaid him. You didn't repay him. So why should Hashem be interested in you? Why should he continue to be interested in you? You never repaid him back. Look what you did. You got a gulf. Unbelievable. So what does Rav Yeshua answer that? You view the entire course of history as one person. That's not what it's like. Hashem, every generation, Hashem tries again. Maybe this generation will pay him back. Sometime, one day, he'll be paid back. One day he'll be paid back. Keep on trying. Okay? Now we're going to get to the 10 questions. It's really 12. but I wrote them down as 10, because these two I thought were separate. Amrulay, Eimelon Mila Dibidoy. Tell us something ridiculous. Tell us something that's patently ridiculous, patently untrue. Amalei, I tell you something, you want to hear something ridiculous? Hahu, Kudnita, there was a mule, the Yolda, and the mule gave birth, Ravitalei Pitka, and on them, when the baby came out of the womb, it had a note around its neck, but because of what they it said on the note, the Masik Be'aba, Mea Alpe Zuze. And on the note it said, you owe my father $100,000. Amrulei, who could ninsa miyalda? Can a mule give birth? Mules can't give birth. Amr lahu kihani mili b'dibadai. You want me to tell you something ridiculous? Okay? A mule is a union between a horse and a donkey. They never have children. What? They're sterile. It doesn't have any identifiable parents because it's a horse and a donkey. Right? It doesn't have parents. It also doesn't have children. It's nothing. It's nothing. Right? If you have a person like that, you'll never engage in business with that person. Why? You have no recourse. How are you getting the money back? There's no parents. There's no children. The guy's a wanderer. You're never going to lend with that person. Right? Good? The note on the neck of the mule further highlights what a ridiculous proposition it would be to engage in business with a mule. You're going to get the money from my father. He doesn't have a father. Is it a monkey? Is it a donkey? Is it a horse? Where's the father? There's no father. The whole thing is a fool's errand. Right? Say the Athenians, Hashem made a new covenant with the Goyim. Right? A new covenant with the Goyim. Hashem rejected Klal Yisrael, made a new one with the Goyim. Says to him, sure, that's ridiculous. Why would Hashem do that? There's no relationship with Goyim. That's impossible. They don't have fathers. They don't have children. They're nothing. They're just empty. There's no new covenant. You hear that? That's the first one. Okay? Next. You know why there's no new covenant? Because it's so foolish. So foolish. Okay? Number two. Good? Number two. Milcha Beisaria, the Mamalchila. If salt gets putrid, how do you preserve it? If salt gets putrid, how do you preserve it? Amrulay, besilta de kudnitsa, with the placenta of a baby of a mule. Umi ikka silta de kudnitsa? Could there be such a thing? There's no such thing. Mules can't have birth, can't give babies. Send the first one. Umilcha bisaria? Can salt ever become putrid? Say the Athenians, the covenant you have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the bris melach. What happens when that turns sour? And everything turns out with that covenant. So he answers back, well, you take the placenta of a mule, and you, what's that? That's just from the previous one. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. You think that Hashem, since we have a shaky relationship right now, Hashem is rejecting us and going to the mule? It's not happening. They say back, but that can't happen. You're right, and the relationship is never going to get broken. Okay? Good? Bani Lon Beis Abavi with the Alma. Go build us a building in the middle of the air. Amar Shem, he says a name, a name of Hashem, a magic name. Talabin Bekir La'ara, where Rishua is standing between the heavens and the earth. Amalahu, Asikili Liv Nevatina, bring me the materials. Right? That's number three. Say the Athenians, how could you ever have a relationship without a Beis HaMikdash? Your whole life, your whole focus on in this world is all tied to the temple. There's no temple anymore. How can you have a relationship? Where are you going to go? Says to be sure, it doesn't make a difference where we are. Yeah, that the Beis HaMikdash is important. Even in the air, it makes no difference where we are. We're not tied to a Beis HaMikdash. We're tied to the Torah. Yeah, our soul's better, Beis HaMikdash is better. It's not necessary. We're tied to the Torah. Anywhere we want, we can be. You hear that, Bart? Amazing, Bart. And he says, oh, bring me the materials. Let's go. I'm ready to go. This is a very deep... Obviously, these conversations are ridiculous. Obviously, there's depth to it. These are all the Marsha and the Maharal explaining the depth. There's a Gra, has other Pshatim. According to the Gra, every single one of these is about Mashiach. I didn't understand some of them. I thought these were... I'm only going to do one for each one. I thought these were, you know... Not easier. the Gra, everything is based on 10 psukim. It's so complicated. We're going to get to the psukim. The two of them are not so good. It's all based on psukim. Once you get into psukim, it's hard to... We don't know these psukim. You know. Okay, next. What are we up to? Mitziyasa da al mahecha. Where's the middle of the world? Where's the middle of the world? Zakbal le'itz fe'isei. Zakbal le'itz fe'isei. I want to measure it. Oh, he stuck out his finger. Amalu hacha, right here. Amalu mi yemar, who said? I see Ashlo Mishku, bring a rope, we'll measure. What was that? So the Athenian said, granted, maybe you could be anywhere you want. You don't have to need a temple anymore. That's only in Israel. It's still to be in the land of Israel. You don't have a temple, fine, but in Woodmere? Says Rabbi Shua, the middle of the world, the Kedusha, it's right here. It's wherever you are. You don't believe me? Let's go measure. Unbelievable part. Exactly. Now Hashem is the Torah, as Jews get survived. Hashem is everywhere without that. The point is, maybe you have to have the space. I mean, we don't need a base. Maybe you need the land of Israel. It's better. It's not gonna. Where's the middle of the world? Where's the center? It's right here. So put his fingers in right here. Amazing part. Number five. Islam Bira Bedavra. Eloi Lamasa. There's a well out in the field. Come bring it in. Amalahu. Afshiluli Chevle Mi Parai Valaihu. Bring me a rope of bran, which is very, very coarse, and I'll schlep it into the city. So here the Marsha says that they were saying that the well, which is representative of knowledge, right? The well of prophecy, the well is representative of knowledge, it's outside the city. It's outside, it's no longer around. Maybe you can bring it in. So Rishu says, we don't have to bring it in. We don't have to bring it in. We don't need Devuah. Devuah doesn't change. You guys need Devuah. I'll get you a coarse rope. Maybe you can schlep it in. We don't need Devuah. It's high. We don't need it. Next. Islan Recha de Tevira Chaita. Can you have a millstone that you can sew? A millstone break. Can you sew it up? Amar, yeah, Krokali Minad Gardi Bakhtiya. Yeah, make me some thread and I'll sew it up. Threads of stone and I'll sew it up. So this is a pasuk that says the rech has a millstone in Hebrew. The rechayim is a reference to Shemayim, where they were saying that you're no longer part of Shemayim. There's been a breach in your rechayim, and he said, no, it's not true. You believe in that, so for you need string. We have tzaddikim, the hard one to figure out. Next, number seven. Mishra disakina b'may kotli, a field full of knives. How could you plow that? How could you harvest a field full of knives? Why? Sorry, Shah, how are you going to do that? So he said, b'karna d'chamra, with the horn of a donkey. So he says, mi'ik b'karna d'chamra, such a thing as the horn of a donkey. Donkeys don't have horns. Mi'ik mishra disakina, is such a thing as a knife in a field, right? Question was, how do you guys survive with so much pain? So much pain. You've been field of knives. How do you Jews survive with so much pain? So he said the horn of a donkey. What's a donkey? A donkey is reference to the Torah. You suffer called a chamor gorim, a strong bone donkey. With a strong bone donkey, with the horn of Torah, we can survive. Okay? Good? Next. I to eat Shrei Bay. He brought two eggs. Amruluhu. Hide the dafta at pumta, the hide the dafta chibrusa. Which one's from the white chicken? Which one's from the black chicken? I see Leah, he trade vine. So Rishua brought back two pieces of cheese. Amruluhu, hide the eza, kumtava, hide the eza, chibrusa. Which was on the black goat, which was on the white goat? Say the Athenians. There are two 21 day periods in the Jewish year that are significant, represented by white and black. The 21 days from Rosh Hashanah to Hoshana Rava, and the 21 days of the 3 weeks. Which one is it? Is it Kedusha, Tahira, Tshuva, or is it Churban? Were two pieces of cheese. Is it from the white goat or from the black goat? Is it from the Tzir LaZazel or from the Tzir LaShem? Right? The answer is, it has nothing to do with time. It has nothing to do with cycles. Both goats give a kapara. We're not bound by bad time and good time. It's all up to us. Just like on Yom Kippur, the both goats affect tshuva. Tshuva is not magic. You have to do tshuva. Because both goats, the black goat and the white goat, so to speak, the cheese, the goats, are both give kapara. So too. I'm interested in, well, there's a bad time, bad omen, good omen. That's nothing to do with that. There are 21 days of good? Yeah. 21 days of tzaris? Yeah. That's all up to us. It's all up to us. It's all up to Jew. Unbelievable part. right? We said the 21 days because we said before that a chicken gives birth in 21 days. That's why
you got an out.
Brilliant. Number 9. Ritzutza demit mehecha nafik recha. When a baby dies, how does the soul go out?
Where does the soul go out from?
When the chick dies, how does the soul go out of the egg? So he answers back, mehecha da'al nafik, the same way it went in. In other words, you know, the Athenians didn't believe in the afterlife. So when you die, where's the continuation? There's no afterlife. So Rishu answered back, but you don't even believe in a pre-life. You don't even believe in Hashem. Wherever the soul came from, that's where it's going. You hear? Number 10. Yeah, it's all Greek philosophy. That was about the Jewish nation. The Jewish nation as a whole. The Jewish nation as a whole. Why are you zochah to Olam Haba? You know, we believe it. So that you believe it. You believe that you're the chosen nation. What are you talking about? You people are so rejected here. Yeah, because you don't belong here. That was the first question, right? Well, right. But they don't believe that. They believe the Greeks believe that the world has always been here. Always been part. Always been here. There was never a first cause. Right? So, last one. Achvale mana de lo shavi chavila. Show me a kli that's not worth its destruction. That's what that means. That's not worth what? It's not worth its depreciation? So, Aisu Buddha, he brought a mat. Pashte, he unrolled the mat. Veloha ve'ayel betara. And it couldn't get into the door because it was too wide. So, Amalahu, Aisi Mara, Satrua. We'll break the door down. And Haimana, Doloshavi Chavila. So for a mat, we broke the whole house? Right? That doesn't make any sense. Right, exactly. So, the question was, who will survive in the end of days? Who will survive? What?
Cockroaches.
Right, that's not what Rishu Bechanani said. That's what, No. What he was saying was, the goyim are domet to a mat. All they are is straw. You would never destroy the house to save the mat. We're not destroying any. You're not being saved. By Israel, treasures. That you do anything to save the treasures. That's the end of the story. We'll stop here, and tomorrow, the Greeks agree that they lost, and they agree to go to Rishu Bechanani on the boat back to Rome. And that will do tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.